Around 3 in the morning, a nasty, threatening wind came up that should have made us move off into deeper water. The bow and stern began playing an unnerving game of teeter-totter as big swells rolled under us. We should have moved off to ride it out, but we kept working anyway, ignoring the extra risk that if the net snagged on the hard bottom and we hung up, our chances of capsizing or at least tearing the net to shreds were greatly increased. After a few hours, the wind quit blowing, and the current running against the waves quickly knocked them down to size. That was the only bad weather we encountered, as if weather had anything to do with it. We were coming up on twilight of the second day. I gave the order this would be the final tow. As it turned out, I gave the order one tow too late. The golden sun was coming blinding out of the west. The ocean calm, no wind, no clouds, a clear night's forecast ahead. The dome of the heavens was so opened up, even with the sun still visible. On the other side, stars and planets were already poking through the indigo. We were all of us exhausted. It was all routine now. Hardly any talk. Exhaustion oversoftening our exuberance. I was up in the wheelhouse, dazed, staring down at Granger, who was aft watching the cables wind in. No running commentary this time. The others, wherever they were nowhere in sight. Suddenly, I saw him lean forward and stare down into the water, staring hard.